The vintage 1972 Lodge is the starting point for the American Birkebeiner, the nation's largest cross-country ski race. Telemark closed in March. Since then, it's been going through civil court in Bayfield County. Testimony at a hearing 2 weeks ago revealed Telemark hasn't had electricity or water since March. Its grass hasn't been cut, and there's evidence of looting in the 150-room lodge. Mortgage holder Dick Short says the abandonment ruling means they can clear the title of lien holders and have a better chance to sell it.
Our goal is to keep Telemark alive, and hopefully we'll put a deal together with some people that are very creditworthy and give confidence to the community once the community finds out that there is some people that might be interested. And there are good people. I think the support for Telemark will come back.
Regardless if Telemark is sold, Short and the American Birkebeiner have reached an agreement to use the 900 acres of property and trails for next February's race. Berkey Foundation Director Ben Popp says that deal gives them stability.
Absolutely. For us to have the start of the race secure is vital, of course. That we were able to come to an agreement was very important for us and all the participants and the skiers.
Short expects to have the title clear and free in mid-October for sale, but Pop says they're not planning on it being open in time for the Berkey.
We're not real hopeful that the facility itself will be open. However, if it is open, then we would certainly utilize that space as well.
13,000 people participated in the American Birkebeiner. The race has been an annual event since 1973. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.